and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep inside the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota of Ames, on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
And thank you very much, Andrew Downs. It's good to be back at Benchwarmers in Ankeny for another year of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. College football is in the air. We're here at Benchwarmers over on Ankeny Boulevard. We got a little South Carolina, North Carolina action going on. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane currently trailing, Bowling Green that they're playing right now. But the point is that Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames, you walked in, man, and you had like a hop in your step. You're all jacked up looking to hit somebody. Football's back, baby.
I'm so excited. I got in here. I was all hyped up. I walked right in the door, and all of a sudden I see this beautiful green. What is that? What color is that? Is that even a color that
you're talking about?
On?
The shirt that it's like a pastel green.
I got to work.
Brent Bloom is wearing it.
I started looking for the Easter bunny. I wasn't sure. But you know what? The perfect thing is that football season is here. And hey, it's perfect. It's perfect outside.
Brent Bloom, welcome to the show.
I've been lifting weights to look like Tron so I can pull off this green shirt.
You guys do look a lot alike.
We do look alike.
You really start tanning, buddy.
Yeah, a little bit. But, oh, man. There's actually football on and it means something.
It really does. Yeah. No, it's great to be here. Again, Tulsa's going on, so a lot of Iowa State fans probably listening to the program and watching them, as it's obviously Iowa State's third opponent. Iowa State, Northern Iowa coming up on Saturday night. We're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk a lot of Big 12 tonight. We've the preview's already up on CycloneFanatic.com. So, of course, you're always welcome to join us out here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I would try the Paul Rhodes Pizza myself. I think that's the best thing that they've got on the menu. Bloom, you're a buffalo chicken guy, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, it's a
good
pizza.
Good.
They got good
Very
pizza
good.
Out here. Tron Smith, man, you really have not been able to unleash your fury on the 13th. You've been bottled up selling all sorts of cars over there at Wilson Toyota, and you got a lot of opinions on the Cyclones that you're just waiting to burst out the seams.
See, you set me up here last week. You had this great event here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I showed up. I was ready to talk football. There were so many people in here.
It was.
Man, you know, I didn't know if that was all for you or what was going on. It was unbelievable, man, just a great turnout. I came in ready to talk football, and I just couldn't do it, man. The fans were unbelievable. Benchwarmers, it's a great place.
Our event started at 6, and there was standing room only at 5:30 here. We gave away some season tickets, so it was pretty cool. Again, the place was packed, and it was good to see them support our good advertiser and Benchwarmers just like they do. The Fanatics always turn out just like they do at Wilson Toyota of Ames, and we're pumped. We're excited for the new year. Brent here, you know, the people want more Bloom.
Dudes,
for some reason, they want more Brent Bloom. So, Brent, you're actually on board more this year with us. We're excited to say that. You're going to be writing a couple columns a week. We're going to be doing our podcast throughout the week. Now the Mr. B clothing podcast. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a little bit. But it's good that you're going to be all over the place, man. You were on Murph and Andy earlier today representing Cyclo Fanatic.
I'm ready to go. It's been that wait from the last basketball game to the first football game. It just feels like it gets longer and longer the older you get. And baseball can get you so far, but gosh, this last week especially has dragged on forever.
I feel like the last 2 days have seemed like it's been 2 weeks.
Saturday can't get here soon enough. I mean, it's going to be lock and load from there. And the schedule's a little quirky this year, which will be interesting. I don't know how much it'll affect the football team, but playing a game, having a week off, playing a game, having a week off, then the two Thursdays in a row. It'll be strange, but I like the optimism around this team. I know they're not getting a whole lot of play nationally and in the blogs and
they never
everything.
Do.
They never do.
Doesn't matter what they've got coming back.
I'm not predicting a national championship by any means, but this team is sneakily could have a surprising year.
It's a situation, I think, where Tron is – okay, just so because you lost some guys, right? Is that always a bad thing? And I'm not disrespecting.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not disrespecting the guys, but like, is the fact that Aaron Horn isn't your starting wide receiver, is that a bad thing? No. I think you'd take Josh Lenz back if you could get him and Jake McDonough. But is replacing Aaron Horn with Quentin Bundridge really a bad thing? And that's the thing that the national guys
don't get.
They don't understand that. They don't know who's in the pipeline. They don't know that guy's probably better. So that's why – am I reading your confidence right? Is it kind of, we kind of on the same wavelength here?
Exactly. I know people are lamenting the fact that they lose a lot of stuff in the interior defensive line and on the defensive line in general. But, fellas, this is a team that still only got 15 sacks a year ago. That was pretty good on run defense. And there's some holes to fill there, but there's some capable bodies. And you lose Naughton Klein. Those are Iowa State legends. And for me to say that Jared Brackens and Jevin Miller are going to fill those shoes, that's preposterous. However, I still think there's some athletes and some players on that defense. While there might be a drop-off early, I think by the end of the year, there's no reason to think that this defense can be in the middle of the pack in the Big 12. And you couple being in the middle of the pack on defense with an offense that almost by default should be better than it was last year, then you get back to that bowl conversation. And I think getting to a bowl this year is a success. Don't doubt these guys because there are some capable pieces.
Well, two things I'll tell you. The first thing is sometimes when you play behind somebody, especially when they're a senior, you have the mutual respect. I respect you. I'm going to step back and I'm going to be in my place. And I think when you lose guys like Aaron Horn, not inclined, you got the guys that are behind them that are just playing the second fiddle. They're okay with being second fiddle. I expect Bundridge to actually come out and be a player this year. I expect Ekby to actually, for people to know who these guys are is going to be really important. The guy that I'm really excited about seeing, and I was high on him last year, he proved me right, is Ernst Brunn. I mean, the kid is massive. He's a
big Ernst
Brunn
guy.
Dude, you watch him. You watch his footwork. You watch the way he is. He's a big target. He likes being the target. And the best thing about this kid is that he is very, very active after he catches the ball, which we've always missed here at Iowa State. So that's great. And the second thing, we're talking about the schedule. I think it's perfect for these young guys that haven't played a lot because, really, they're going to go out there. They're going to get a feel for the game. Then they're going to get a break. They're going to get the opportunity to break down the film and see things maybe that you just can't show in practice. It's not the same. So they'll have the opportunity to play a game and then sit back and watch everything that they've done right and what they've done wrong. And then they'll be able to come back and beat up on the Hawks. So, I mean, there's a lot going on there. So I think the schedule is great. Now, the Thursday night games, that's one of those things to where I understand why you do it. You know, you're going to pretty much be the guy on TV at that point. But, man, you know, the Thursday night games just have a draw on so many people. It's tough, man. Thursday nights are tough.
Well,
dude,
you can't turn down ESPN
no,
in Texas
absolutely
on
not.
Thursday
absolutely
night.
And to be fair, that was Tulsa's choice, not Iowa State's,
yeah,
for their game. And so, really, Iowa State did not elect to have that game on Thursday. Now, it worked out okay that they're going to go have Thursday, which they still get the week rest, which is nice. But, yes, having the big-time ESPN following in your house, it worked well last time. It was a Friday against Oklahoma State. I think they'll take it for that Thursday.
Man, I love it because it's just two more weekends where I get to sit around in my underwear drinking Busch Light down in my basement. I love it, man. I love the Thursday night kicks. Now, a lot of tailgaters out there listening probably disagree, but I can't get enough of it.
I love football. I don't care what day it is.
For real, though, the first, like, 4 weeks of the season, you don't really get into the grind of this thing until October rolls around. And I actually think that – I don't know if that's a bad thing for Iowa State either.
Well, it's like I said, it's going to give these young guys a lot of rest and a lot of opportunity to look because when you're young and you're not sure, you can't get in practice and actually find game speed. It's a lot different with having that breakdown time. I expect to see a lot of big changes in a lot of these players.
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. Right here on 1460 KXNO, talking Iowa State athletics. I thought we'd just touch on this. I got a text message from Brent. Brent here, his girlfriend.
She apparently
took some offense to Tron making fun of the shirt. Brent now having his girlfriend fight his battles for him. That's interesting. Here as we move right along, I want to talk passing game. right now. Because, Brent, you have you came out with some interesting statistics in your column earlier in the week, in your preview column for the Iowa State football season, regarding Sam Richardson. I think we can all agree that if the offense needs to take that step forward, it's got to start at the quarterback position. Now, I understand, you know, you got to have the offensive line, you got to have the running game, but you got to have a – if you're playing this offense, your quarterback's got to complete 60% of its passes. If that's the case last year, Iowa State's 8-4 and in the Holiday Bowl. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? You beat Texas Tech and you beat Kansas State if you have a competent quarterback that can complete 60% of his passes. I don't think there's any question about that. But it threw me for a loop. I was going through Iowa State's media guide for the season. I think it was last night I was doing this. And I'm looking for just records. I wanted to get more familiar with the records at Iowa State in the passing game. And, you know, some of the numbers that stick out to you that are in the top 10, it's almost laughable.
Yes.
Not had much of a passing game in the history of Iowa State football. Brent, do you think that can change? Maybe this year, I think you start to see it this year, but with the wide receivers that they're bringing into the program, I'm really looking at 2014. But what do you see this year with Sam Richardson? Because you got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think if and I've said it, if he can just be okay, Sam does not need to go be Teddy Bridgewater at Louisville or some of the other headlines. He doesn't mean Johnny Football. He can just be an average Big 12 quarterback, and the offense takes a leap forward because they just haven't had a competent passer at Iowa State in the 4 years under Paul Rose. They've never completed 60% as a team in the 4 years. The college football average is around 62%. So Iowa State hasn't been average ever. And you complete more passes, it helps the offense tremendously. Get some more explosive plays, and you have guys like Quentin Bundridge, Tad Ekpe, more big play type receivers that they haven't had. And you know, we're kind of ragging on Horn and Lenz and those guys, but they never, and Chris Young, but they weren't guys who threw it to them and they made a play and made a big play. They either had to catch the ball like Lenz did against TCU when he was 5 yards beyond everybody. And really the only play that was made by a receiver where he did something after the catch was Bundridge against Texas on a wide receiver screen play. Having explosive plays where guys can get yards after catches, that's huge. And just from Sam being average, the offense should pick up a tick. Seven teams in the Big 12 averaged 35 or more points. Iowa State averaged 23. So they got to at least get up towards 28 and 30 points if they want to compete in this league. And I think they've got the pieces. They're starting to get the athletes. And, Chris, you mentioned you got a couple more coming in next year.
Mm-hmm.
But even this year, they can take another step forward, and that would help immensely.
Well, they're going to have to get more than one player that demands some kind of respect. And you go past, when you look at the receiving corps, there's only one guy. You go back every year, you watch out for that one guy. And I think this year they have the potential with the receivers that they have to actually have to respect more than one receiver. Now, the thing I like about Sam is that he's exactly what we need him to be. He doesn't try to do things that he can't do. He's a really simple quarterback. He sees it, he throws it. If he doesn't see it, he's not going to send the ball, which is good. Sometimes you miss out on that big play. I think we have more than one receiver that can get down the field and make some things happen. The thing is, it's always going to come down to this offensive line. With this offensive line, though, I think going to the pistol offense is going to change the way that a lot of people that do not understand football, that's one thing that you got to really look at, and that's what's got me excited about this offense.
Now, I'm going to cut you off. Because Bloom and I hashed this out on our podcast earlier this week, and at this point I would like to open up the Hy-Vee hotline for the first time this season. 515-284-5966 if you hear something that you would like to call us out on or whatever. 515-284-5966 is the Hy-Vee hotline. So Sam Richardson, it's been very rave reviews of him throughout all of fall camp. We heard the same stuff throughout spring football. By no means do we have any reason whatsoever to doubt Sam Richardson at this point, but can I throw this out there?
You are.
He's only started two games. He looked great at Kansas. Did he not?
Against he looked great at Kansas.
He looked phenomenal at Kansas.
Dwayne Bloom looked good at
Really
Kansas.
One of the better quarterbacking performances in Iowa State history. Is that a little bit?
That's fair. However, Steele Jantz also looked better probably against Baylor, although that's Baylor.
And this is Kansas.
Fairly comparable teams.
Yes.
As far as.
But he did. No, that was a top 10 type performance
correct.
Of all time.
He was 23 for 27,
yeah.
24 for 27.
Almost 300 yards.
Just stupid statistics. So the West Virginia game comes around. He gets his first start. It's really cold.
And windy.
As hot as it's going to be this Saturday, it was that cold that day against West Virginia. Very windy, brutal conditions for a quarterback.
Even Geno struggled.
Even Geno Smith, well.
He's still struggling, my
friend. So then you go to the bowl game where he's got the flu. I'm not making an excuse for the kid, but he's vomiting all night.
Okay.
I mean, he's vomiting all night. Can you imagine?
Where are you going with it?
My point is, what has he done other than the Kansas game for us to just sit here and anoint him as the guy?
First of all,
we have no idea that Sam Richardson, I mean, go by what the coaches say, but I also heard a coach tell me that, you know, Corey McIntosh was going to be a great point guard at one point in Iowa State history, okay? So my point is, of course they're going to say that. I need to see it on the field before I'm, like, all in on this Sam Richardson bandwagon, because I don't think enough people are asking that question.
I think what we're saying, I don't think that I'm going out here saying he's Cam Newton or anything like that. What I'm saying to you is I think just from watching even the games that he didn't do well in, he can manage the game. And in a lot of instances, that's all he needs to do
is
manage the game.
Eight touchdowns, one interception.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you have a great, great core of running backs. And when they go to this pistol offense, you're going to see that used a lot. It's going to make sense at that point. The kid, he's only got to manage the game. He doesn't have to be great. He's just got to be consistent.
And that's Bloom's point,
I believe. Well, and one other factor is, for the first time since Arnaud was here, there's no competition at all. It's his. Rohatch, Sam would have to be really, really bad for Rohatch to even get a look, because Rohatch just doesn't have the experience at all. And like they said, he's where Sam was at this time last year. And Jared and Steele were pretty bad until Sam got a chance. So there's no pressure about having to compete for a job. It's his. Everyone believes it's Sam's. And, again, he just has to be okay. And don't try and set the world on fire, but just make the throws. And what we've heard from day one with Sam is he's a very accurate quarterback. He's not going to throw it 75 yards down the field, but they don't need that. They just need teams to be honest and respect the passing game and let your weapons do the work. Sam just needs to put it on time.
They don't have
target.
Anybody going 75 yards anyway, so
no,
it doesn't matter.
No, that's right. And run the ball.
Again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
By the way, Chris, he ran for over 100 yards against West Virginia. That hasn't been talked about really at all, is Sam can run as well, and that affects the dynamic of the offense too.
515-284-5966 on the Hy-Vee hotline. We got a couple stacked up. Let's go to John calling from Ankeny. Right here in Ankeny. John, why aren't you at Benchwarmers with us, man?
I'll be there next week.
All right, buddy. 7 o'clock next week. Come on over.
A couple questions. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
No problem.
Give me what you guys think is maybe the biggest strength and weakness of the Cyclones this year.
Okay, that's a good question. Thanks for asking, John. Biggest weakness, I think that, I mean, you've got, I don't even know if you can call it a weakness, but you've got to go straight to the, I think, just depth in the overall front seven on the defense.
Sorry, I was
absolutely.
Going.
Yeah, I mean, because you got all linebackers right there, and I think the starters are pretty good, but if one of those guys goes down, I mean, you've got all freshmen backing them up. That's kind of scary. That's a little bit scary.
On the same level, my downtick on the Clones is just the unknown. I mean, not knowing. I mean, think about it. We got a lot of motion going on. We're moving Irving inside. There's a lot of just unknowns. You got two linebackers that who knows what these guys are really going to do. And come game time, they haven't hit anybody really, and nobody's hit them. So the biggest thing is the unknown, not just for the defense, the offense also.
Bloom, what do you think's the strength?
The strength is the running backs, and I say that with a caveat, their potential. They really didn't do it last year. And it's the same guys that add Wimberly. And Neely's going to play more this year. But the depth there and the speed is much improved, I think, with Wimberly. I can't wait to see that kid on the field.
And I think one thing you add to the running back thing is that catching the ball in the backfield, I think this year is going to be tremendous.
Well, yeah. I hope they do it.
You know what? We've been waiting for that for 4 years now.
Yeah.
And they've got the people to do it, but I want to see it. I mean, they only had 38 catches from the running backs in 11 or 12 games last year. That's not great. It's three a game. If they can get up to the 6 or 7 or 8, those are your best weapons on the offense. Give them the ball.
Can I one-up you on your strength, though? I think just depth in the offensive skill positions minus quarterback is where I would go with that, because I feel like they do and the casual fan, they're going to show up at Jack Trice Stadium. The casual fan. Now, the one that hangs out at CycloFanatic.com, this isn't going to be a surprise to. But I think the casual, they're going to go, who are some of these guys at wide receiver? And I would throw – is tight end a skill position?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll tight end.
For this
call
team,
a skill position. I think they're three deep at tight end with guys who can all play in the Big 12. And I think a lot of these wide receivers, the like Dondre Daly is a redshirt freshman. There's some guys out there who's this guy? But I think that you'll know him by the end of the year, just like Bloom was saying with running back. So depth across the board in the skill positions minus quarterback. I'm not confident at the quarterback depth for the reasons we've already stated. But would you guys agree with that?
Look at this. Ernst Bruhn, 6'3". Tad Ekby, 6'. Brundage is 6'2". When's the last time we had a conversation? We're talking three receivers over 6 foot that I actually get down the field and make some.
Just wait till next year. You know, you got a couple of 6'5".
That's what I'm saying. I think the great thing. You know, I'm going back to what I started with this. The strength for me is seriously it's tight end. I'm serious. I think this tight end core is going to make a major difference because in this pistol offense, you will have to. This running back core will make you respect the run. You won't have a choice. You won't know where it's coming from, and they'll get in the hole quick because it'll be there. This tight end core is going to make a big difference in this offense.
Sean, you're a student of the game. You got two tight ends in a pistol offense formation, okay? What's that make the linebackers do?
Think.
They got to spread out.
And you know what? And not only think, they have to make the right decision first. That first step is going to be the biggest cue. The thing about these tight end cores, you usually have one tight end that can play the game. They have two. And the thing is about these tight ends is that they love to hit people. So, in reality, you don't know if they're coming to smash you or if they're coming to run the route. And that's where it's going to make it good. This pistol, I'm excited to see all of these backs. But I think the one I want to see really in the backfield is Devondrick Neely. This kid moves through the hole faster than I've seen a running back in a long time get in the hole, and he's exciting when he gets in there. So it's going to be interesting, but the tight end will make a big difference.
Well, they got options.
And my last question is, could you give me one thing that scares us as we play you and I on Saturday night? What one thing that would maybe or we might not be ready for or one part of their game that would really scare us?
Brent Bloom's shirt. That's the thing that I'm all worried about.
No, I'm scared of that always, but – David Johnson.
Yeah.
He's not the Tennessee Titans running back.
Chris Johnson's a pro.
Yes, he's a big running back and a talented one. 6'3", 220, had some success against Wisconsin last year, had some success against Iowa, caught a touchdown against Iowa State 2 years ago. He's a big guy, and if the Iowa State defensive line isn't ready, he may be a problem, but they do have three new offensive linemen, do the Panthers, and that's to Iowa State's advantage. But Johnson is a good enough playmaker that if Iowa State isn't ready, he can cause some damage.
And he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
That too,
You know, this is a big play. We're talking a 1,000-yard rusher last year for you and I. I'm worried about
you guys zigged. I'm going to zag.
I don't think they're going to come in and you know. But we're going to get a lot of questions answered this Saturday night.
Here's what worries me. And it's widely known as a weakness on this Northern Iowa team, but it always seems to give Iowa State fits when these two teams play, and it's Northern Iowa's defensive line. Here's why. Across the board, this is their depth chart.
They're small, Chris.
249, 248, a tackle at 248 right there, okay? 311, Xavier Williams, that's a big dude right there. Yeah, he blocks a lot of kicks, too. 241, but the point is, they're not just going to play you straight gaps. That's not what they never do that because Mark Farley's smart enough to know against Iowa State, if he tried to play straight gaps, Iowa State's Big 12 offensive line would eat him to pieces. So they're moving around. And in 2011, that really – I mean, they made Kelechi Osemele just won a Super Bowl look pretty bad that day against the Northern Iowa Panthers. So the point is that's always a concern to me is just how that matchup, because it always seems to play out pretty evenly.
Different offensive lines, though.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up because you're right. We're talking about Hayward Hicks. We're talking about Kelechi Osemele. We're talking about big guys that can move, but they don't move fast. That's not this offensive line. This offensive line's a little slimmer. They move a lot quicker. They're going to be able to contain this. I expect them to actually, whatever you and I throws at them, I expect them to should be able to handle it because it is a different offensive line this year.
All right,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Good question, John.
We appreciate the call. Call back anytime, and we'll see you next Thursday night here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We got to take our first break of the evening. If you're hanging out on the Hy-Vee hotline, I know some of you are, please stay on. We will get to your call right after this. If you want to join us, 515-284-5966 is the number. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, hanging out at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Back after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
Hey Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely, they're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B clothing for men and women. Located on 86th Street in Clive.
Keep up with KXNO on Twitter and Facebook. Go to KXNO.com to learn more. From 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Week number one, as you know, this is your spot. 7 to 8 every Thursday night. We're going to be here through the end of basketball season. We might take Christmas off. Maybe, maybe not. We'll decide that when we get there. Want to remind you of the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic preview show coming up this Saturday. We're always 3 hours before kick, and we do it live from Jack Trice Stadium at the Wilson Toyota stage. Tron Smith will join me. Voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Reim, are going to stop by coming up this Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. We will be on the air, what? It's a 7 o'clock kick, so we're on at 4 o'clock, and we'll lead right up to the Cyclone Radio Network's coverage of Iowa State and Northern Iowa. That's over on 100.3 The Bus, but if you hang out right here, you can hear Mr. Reima, voice of the Northern Iowa Panthers. Let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline real quick. I don't want to keep our guests waiting. If you want to call in, chat Cyclones with us, you're welcome. 515-284-5966. A familiar voice, Mike in Southwest Iowa, is on the line. How you doing, Mike?
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey,
doing
I got three things I'm really excited about. Is one, the season starting. I'm ready to talk over and strap on the pad. Two, I'm glad you guys are doing the radio show again, because you guys do a great job and give us a lot of insightful information. And three, I live 162 miles from Ames, and I know you're probably thinking, boy, that's a long way to travel. I hope you have a good vehicle. And Tron took care of me 2 weeks ago. My wife and I bought a brand new Toyota Camry, and so we're going to be the talk of the lot, and we're really happy about that. And then one other thing, I brought out the old crystal ball the other day, and I looked in it, and I have a firm belief, and I, you know, we have to play it out, that this team's going to be better than what people think it is. Two, and you already talked about it a little bit, I think this double tight end thing is really going to be huge. Teams are going to be just fearful of that all year long. And three, I think Coach K, Chris Kanakis, is going to be a tremendous asset to the team. The fact that he had he was one of the guys that got this pistol going, and then when Tweaker went the line, I just think it's going to pay dividends. So that's what I need to say, and thanks for having the show.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Tron, got that man a Camry, eh?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable, too. You know, I was kind of shocked, Chris, because we've heard from Mike before.
Yeah.
And usually when he calls, he's got me and you beat with the excitement.
Yeah, he's pretty amped up.
Maybe he just woke up or something.
I think he's just, you know.
He's saving it?
He's saving it for Saturday night, man.
Great guy.
Saving it for Saturday night.
Wonderful Camry, too. He called me when he got home. He goes, I think this thing's a hybrid. I think I got like 100 miles to the gallon going back.
But I always take my Toyotas back to Southwest Iowa because that's where I'm from. It's funny, too, because, like, there are not as many imports down there. Because it's like Dodge country, and you know what I mean? And these people are drooling at these Toyotas down in Southwest
Iowa.
Well,
they should.
It's funny, though.
They could just call me directly, 515-598-2029.
Did you ever own a Dodge truck?
I used to have a Dodge Matchbox car when I was like 12. That was the last time.
They even kicked him out of NASCAR. 515-284-5966. Want to give a quick plug to my friend Glenn Waterhouse. Now, Glenn, he's a back in the Walden days, a Cyclone letter winner. Brent, have you heard that name? You're like an encyclopedia.
I think I've seen that in the media guide.
Yeah, yeah. So back in the Walden days, and we always say we like to buy, you know, we like to purchase things from other Cyclones. Like when you go and buy your Toyotas up at Wilson Toyota of Ames, you know you're supporting people who support what you love. And I would like to now give a plug to my friend Glenn Waterhouse, where from State Farm Insurance. He's our new insurance guy here at Cyclone Fanatic, the new State Farm Insurance, now the official insurance company of Cyclone Fanatics. And the thing is, nowadays money is it's harder for people to come by, you know, and they got to hang on to it. And Glenn wants to introduce to all the Cyclone Nation what's called the discount double check. I'm excited to do this. I'm pumped up to do this. I'm going to do this here in a couple weeks, where Glenn himself is going to go through your car insurance policy. He's going to go through it line by line. He's going to make sure that you're getting discounts you deserve. And most importantly, he wants to make sure that you're not leaving any money on the table. It's fast. It's free. And when he's done finding you 10% here, a little 15% there, he's going to look at your discounts, potentially get you up to 40%, which can mean savings worth of hundreds of dollars for you. So it's a pretty good return for just investing a couple of minutes of your time. So call my guy, the State Farm agent, Glenn Waterhouse. He is in Johnston, because hanging in there and going with Glenn Waterhouse is going to help put more money in your pocket. That is why he is there. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And discounts, of course, are going to vary state to state. Let's get back to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show, 515-284-5966. So, gentlemen, since it's our first show, we don't really have, like, a game to go back on and say, like, well, this is what happened last week.
We'd like to forget about the Tulsa game.
So I've come up with four questions that I'm going to pose to Brent Bloom and Tron Smith. And they have not seen these questions, and I'm anxious to get your answers. And then I will reward the winner with, you know, you get the pride of saying that you won. That for me to tell you that you out-dueled the other guy in an argument. How's that sound?
Well, this should be a contest. Yeah.
So there's this guy on Cyclone Fanatic, and I don't know who he is. I'm going to have to look up his username and potentially call him out. And he told me earlier today, because in my preview, I said, man, I'm really pumped up about Aaron Wimberly. I want to see this guy play. And he goes, this guy's like anti-Wimberly, apparently. And he says, if Wimberly gets 10 touches or more on offense, that he will shave his head.
Ooh.
That's a lot of confidence towards a guy you've never even seen play before or against him. 10 touches or more, over, under, Brent Bloom, go. Don't take forever. We got people on the Hy-Vee hotline.
Under.
Wow, you're going
to. 10's a lot of touches. 10's a lot of touches when you have five running backs and you have a bunch of receivers. I think he's around 7 or 8. And my math, I'm not good at math, that's under 10.
Tron?
I'm going to say under 2.
Oh, both going,
you know,
well, that's
it, it's really tough because I actually want to see what the kid can do.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that is that they have a lot of kids that we want to see what they can do. So I think 10's a lot. I agree with you. I'm looking in that 7 range. But I tell you this. If he gets hot early, he may actually get that.
Would
10.
You shave your head if he gets 11 touches, Brent?
I might help my look, so sure.
You're not, okay,
yeah.
There you go. Bloom is in. He's on the record. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline. Ryan from Ames on the line. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
You said you had 4 questions. I was expecting to listen to the rest of the questions.
Well, I didn't want to keep you waiting. If folks call into the Hy-Vee hotline, I get to them as soon as possible. We'll do that
okay,
in the next segment.
First off, I've got a suggestion. Just because I'm a Bears fan and not a Packers fan, can we do like a discount double clone with your guy from State Farm? I don't want any pictures of Rodgers in the championship belt or BJ Rodgey in the stands. And clearly, as a Bears fan, I know these things. Can we just, I mean, seriously, discount double clone? It's got to be. It can't be.
I'll see what
fan.
I can do.
All right, see what you can do, man. Anyway,
all right.
I have to have Chris. I know it's early. Haven't even played a game. But we got beef, bro.
Oh, man, already?
Weakness. Yeah, we got beef already. I know,
all right.
Bro.
What up?
Anyway.
Let's hash it out. Let's get it taken care of.
All right. The weakness could potentially be the front 7. That's what you said. Dude, we got beef. I said
depth. Let's just let me clarify
it. Don't include the defensive line. I would agree with you at linebacker, but I think that Kane, Steele, Alton, Meeks, and these guys – are quality kids. Now, I know that they would probably like to redshirt Meeks and probably not gonna. While they might be slightly thin at linebacker, you listen to Wally and those guys, we're going to play a lot of nickel when we get into conference anyway.
I think you're right.
Enough depth early in the season to make it work. Don't call out the D-line like that. Don't include them with the linebackers. And here's why. 2 years ago, we had McDonough and Rumpelhammer as basically our D-tackle. Now, Brandy Jensen got some snaps. Cleon Lang got slid inside, but was really a defensive end for us. Our defensive ends, Rosie McJet, Latimer, Willie
yeah.
Scott, Pat Neal, David Irving was young and all those. Look at what we've got now, Chris, at D-tackle, and that's where it starts for me, especially maybe being a Bears guy or whatever, seeing 4-3. Sliding David Irving to the 3 technique with Rodney Coe with the 3 technique and Devlin Cousin that can bench press and squat the world. What did he bench? 450 and squat 700? Brandon Jensen, they've already said that he's at his lowest body fat content ever and he kicked 301.
But
Crick was there a couple years ago and couldn't play as well as Nick Crone, but he's a defensive end and everything. Walter Woods is still there, but then what I think that's going to do is it's going to free up Willie Scott, Mitchell Myers, Corey Morrissey, Nick Crone at the end. And maybe they're not the pass rushing specialists that a Rosie McJet or a Latimer would be, but I think because of our tackle play and the pressures and everything that we're gonna get there, I think it's going to free up the D-ends. And I would really like Tron Smith to talk about D-tackle because I hear some of the local media talking about a 6'7 guy playing D-tackle. Well, I remember watching Ted Washington play for the Bills and the Bears at 6'5". All right? I remember watching probably the best defense in the 2000s, the Ravens, with Siragusa and Sam Adams at 6'4". Okay? And that's when linemen, offensive linemen, especially at center and guard, were probably shorter. They've gotten bigger since then. So, Tron, my question to you then, so Chris, you've got to, address my defensive line play, but I especially want to talk to a guy that played linebacker with those big hosses in front of him. I think as centers and guards have gotten taller, just look at Iowa State centers and guards, for crying out loud, how tall they are. I don't know that 6'7 is as much of the defense or as much of a disadvantage as some of these guys are talking about. Clearly, he's going to have to get low,
Yeah, we got you, Ryan. Ryan, can I address your point?
Yeah.
I want to hear you come back at me.
All right.
Let's start with the defensive tackles.
All right.
David Irving and Rodney Coe, neither one of them have ever taken a snap at the position. Devlin Cousins, a redshirt freshman. Brandon Jensen, I don't believe, has ever started a game. Austin Crick is a walk-on. Walter Woods has never started a game off of my memory. So, now, while there's potential there, I don't think calling those guys a potential weakness is that outlandish either. Willie Scott and Corey Moore seem pretty pleased with those two guys. I'm very comfortable throwing them out there. But after that, Mitchell Myers, redshirt freshman. Devin Lemke, he's coming off of an injury. Can't really judge him at this point in time. Nick Crone, I like Nick Crone. I think he's a pretty good backup.
When you look at it to the 2011 line, that's what I'm saying. Jake McDonough hadn't started again. I think Brandon Jensen being in the system, playing more snaps to this point,
is further
along. You see what I'm saying?
You're not wrong with that. I think that he's been developed
in a line rather than last year, because last year we did bring back some experience. But 2 years ago, I think we're further along defensively on at least the defensive line, maybe not in the front seven. Obviously, losing the guys we lost is huge. But on the D-line, with the guys that we have returning at the end, yes, there's some experience behind them, but we can tell that they can play.
All right, Brent, you got something to say?
Specifically at the tackle position, and that's where we had McDonough.
Right. Ryan, I agree with you.
A little bit. But
all right, let's let Brent talk.
I think there's more there. While I would like to see more from the D-tackle position to ascend to the tops of the Big 12, I'm not saying I'm satisfied, okay? But I think we have actually made a stride. I see where you're coming from and questioning it, but I think we will actually look at that position in terms of the Rhodes era as being farther along and being more of a strength and less of a weakness than we're giving it right now. And
all right.
That's just me. All right.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it, man. We'll get to your points, and we got to move on. Brent, you got something to say?
Great point. I'm going to play Mills Lane here and be in the middle of you two.
Yeah.
It is a weakness, but that 2011 defensive line, which he referred to, and that's a great point, that this defensive line is probably just as far along as that one, that wasn't a very good defensive line.
No.
They gave up 400 yards rushing to Baylor. They struggled against K-State. That was not a great rush defense. Now, it was better last year, but that year really struggled to stop the run. And so if that's what we're comparing it to, I would hope that this year's defensive line is better than that, because that was not a great defense.
You would hope that your recruiting's getting better, which I think it has. Now, Tron, he brought up David Irving at D-tackle. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, there's no doubt that this is a massive human being. But you know what? Size is one thing. To be able to use that size in the right, text is totally different. The thing that I do agree with Ryan at some point here, the potential is there.
Absolutely, I agree, but
in saying that, the potential
right
was there for David Irving at defensive end last year.
Correct.
And it didn't come through. I think the move is perfect.
Yeah.
If you can get the kid to buy into it and actually play at that position, I think it's a brilliant move. I really do. I think he'll do well there. The problem is this. You're asking a kid that's never played a position to come right in and be a position, and then we're all ready to say, okay, he's a superstar. Okay, he's never played there before.
Yeah.
He hasn't never been there, not one down. Does he look the part? Absolutely. But I could name tons of guys that looked the part but couldn't play the part. So do this, Ryan. After we play you and I, let's have that conversation, because that's going to tell us a lot.
Like I say, I'm not – the thing is, it's like go up and down the roster. Where do you find another weakness that stands out more than that?
I agree with him to a certain extent, though.
You're both right.
You know, yeah,
it's a weakness, but it should be better than 2011.
Absolutely, and that's the whole point in building a program, is it not? You want to get better,
right?
You want to get better,
and I think they are.
You got a bunch of guys who haven't played, and they're clearly already better than years past. That's the sign of some progress.
I do agree with them, though. I think I always talked about plugging holes and always have. I always use the word someone to be respected. I think that David, in his size, will automatically draw a lot of respect.
Absolutely.
If he can make
those
it happen.
Long arms,
which is going to help Morrissey and Willie Scott do things a little easier. So
right.
Let's hope, man.
We got three more questions to get to, but we got to get to Dave back on the Hy-Vee hotline. Dave, what's going on? He's in Ames. How are you? Dave, we there? All right. Apparently, Dave is
so asleep.
No longer on the Hy-Vee hotline. So, let's get to question number two on our little game that we're playing. A little true and false right here, gentlemen. As you both already stated, that Aaron Wimberly will see fewer than 10 touches on Saturday night against Northern Iowa. True or false? The insane heat is going to play a role, a factor in Saturday night's outcome. Tron, we'll start with you this time. Does it play an outcome? Because you got to remember,
yes.
Northern Iowa's only got 65 scholarships compared to 85 by the Cyclones.
Yes, but I think it'll play, especially on UNI because of that. But the big thing is I think you're going to get a lot of cramping because, first of all, you're already hyped up. I mean, it's one thing. You got to understand that first game for a lot of these guys, you just do a lot of things wrong. Your mind's ready to go. You want to hit somebody. I think you're going to get a lot of cramping. Not going to affect the Clones like we think it is. Keep in mind, it is going to be a 7 o'clock kick. So halftime, that game's going to get real interesting in the third quarter.
Brent Bloom.
Yes.
Wow, that was the least confidence answer I've ever heard in my life.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, Brent doesn't want to participate anymore in the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Listen, this is a case where if heat's ever going to impact anything, which usually I would say no. If it was Iowa State and Iowa playing, I'd say no, it doesn't. But when that's simply the biggest challenge that an FCS team has when you play against a Big 12 team is depth, especially in the middle. What have I said all week when you talk about Iowa State versus Northern Iowa? Skill positions. Fairly comparable, generally. It's usually the line that dictates the outcome of the game. That's the case. I like Iowa State's line to start beating up on the Panthers midway through the third quarter.
But we are talking about depth, and when you get into that, we go right back to that defensive line. If we're talking about depth, we're talking about the heat with the speed that UNI is going to try to bring here, you know, look at it on the other side of the fence. That could become a problem both ways.
It could. Brent, do you have anything to add, or are you done? You just cashed
out?
Yeah,
all right. That's...
We got to take a break.
He didn't like that.
Want to remind everybody that we'll have this podcast of this show, so maybe you're just tuning in right now. We'll podcast the show. We'll put it up on CycloneFanatic.com later on tonight. We'll be back right after this. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
If you're tuned into the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show and you're not a proud owner of your very own man cave, then I got to ask you this simple question. What in the world is wrong with you anyway? Cyclone Fanatics, this is Chris Williams here on behalf of Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Now, football season is finally here, and chances are you've got a man cave at the very least on your mind. You want to build a bar? Well, you need to do it right. You've got to outfit your man cave with my guys at Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Do this. It's very simple. Call my guy, Big Mike Fontana, at 515-249-8777, and he is going to hook you up. Remember, you're going to do the man cave. You've got to do it right. Check him out on the web at CustomGraniteIowa.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Thank you, Mr. Pollard. And welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I believe our sales guy, Adam Gray, just went and ordered us, what, did he get some, like a meat pizza?
Meat lovers. Buffalo.
Is it called Meat Lovers?
I don't know.
It can't be.
That's name to it.
Yeah. Oh, here, let's find out.
We'll call it
the Buffalo Chicken. Is
Wally
my,
Burnham.
That's a Williams household favorite. It's usually our go-to, the Buffalo Chicken pizza.
What would you call an Iowa State-related Meat Lovers pizza? The Aaron Agnew?
The Osimile?
The Osimile would be a good one.
I think we just called the Ben Bruns.
The Ben Bruns would work?
Just go with that.
All right.
Works for me. All right, we got to get back to these two questions,
we got to get
a few picks, all right? You cannot say Jeremiah George or Jacquez Washington. Saturday night's breakout performer on Iowa State's defense will be .. Brent Bloom, go.
Jared Brackens.
Yeah.
I like Jared.
I like that pick. That's
I like
a good
Jared
pick.
A lot. Jared is going to be a playmaker from that Sam linebacker position because he essentially a nickel guy playing linebacker. So he's going to be behind the line of scrimmage, a couple tackles for losses, getting in the pass game a little bit. Jared Brackens, people don't really like his game.
Tron.
Willie Scott.
Okay.
Remember the name. Listen, this kid's really creative coming off the corner, and I think he's figured it out. You know, you watch him last year and then watch him in the spring game this year, and I've been kind of watching his game. I think he's really found something in his own game that works for him. He's going to have a big game tomorrow night.
I'm going to go different than both of you. I'm going to say Deion Broomfield. It's strong.
Gets no love.
I thought that too.
Guy gets no love at all.
Gets no love.
And that's a ball hawking position.
We love you, man. We love
you. I'm going to say Deion Broomfield has a big year all the way around for Iowa State. All right, question number four, and then we'll get to picks. Better chance of an upset in the Big 12. Talking a little Big 12. We're shifting gears. Texas Tech at SMU. That's tomorrow night on ESPN. Or Oklahoma State in a neutral field versus Mississippi State. Tron, we'll go with you. Who's got a better chance of being upset, Texas Tech or Oklahoma State?
Tech.
Tech. Yeah, that's a scary game.
They I think Oklahoma State
freshman
State's,
quarterback going
yeah.
in there.
Oklahoma State's they have something to prove and they have the opportunity.
It's
to
an
do
SEC
it.
School they're you playing. Know. Neutral field.
Hey, I'm a Big 12 guy.
All right.
You know, and again, that's, I think it is a tough challenge early, but I think they'll have to accept that for the simple fact that it's going to get them ready for a lot of football. But yeah, you know, Tech. I don't know about Tech. I'm not really. You know, I don't expect them to be doing much in the. I got us beating Tech, by the way.
All right.
So.
Brent?
I'll agree. I'll say Tech, the new quarterback, new coach, instability on the road. SMU's pretty decent school, not great.
June Jones still down there?
He is. Yeah. He is. And in Oklahoma State, I think we'll struggle. If you're in Vegas right now and you're listening on iHeartRadio, 13.5, take the Bulldogs of Mississippi State because I think it's going to be a close game. But I still think Oklahoma State's experience, especially at quarterback, will get the win for them.
I think both these teams are vulnerable.
They
tomorrow.
Are.
Or in this
and
weekend.
You know what?
I really do. I think they both are.
Dare I say Bill Snyder's vulnerable Saturday?
No, he's not.
Are we starting this already?
See, here's why you know
we're starting
it's
this
not.
Already.
That line started at 17. They're playing North Dakota State in Manhattan.
That
started at 17. It's down to 13. Everybody's going
every
with
game.
Kansas State. Go against them, folks. Take the Wildcats at the point.
That's your two-time defending champion, North Dakota State Bison.
Oh, Lord.
Just telling you.
Why do you hate
you
Bill Snyder,
Snyder
so much?
It's got to get it going.
Bill
it's a new year.
That. You know, and he comes up with these off-the-wall crazy stats.
Brent Bloom.
Did you know Snyder likes Taco Bell? Come on. Really, Bloom?
If you're tuning in for the first time, Brent has a passionate hatred for Kansas State head coach Bill Snyder.
Just watch. Watch when the
scoreboard. I get the man nothing but respect. How do you not respect Bill Snyder?
All he does is win, buddy.
All he does is win.
Seven wins for them this year.
Although, yeah, that's where I have them at, too. I got
seven of five.
We're actually spot on when it comes to Kansas State. TCU and LSU, that's an intriguing football game. Going with the TCU upset. In the beginning of the year, my predictions, I picked LSU in that one. I'm feeling pretty good about the Horned Frogs. I'm going with TCU in that one. So keep an eye on that, Brent Bloom.
I'll go with Mettenberger and the LSU Tigers. TCU still doesn't know their damn quarterback.
It's going to be Paul Hall. Come on. Yes, it's going to be Paul Hall.
You know what?
Boykin will get a few series.
I'm tired of the charade of not naming a quarterback until Saturday. Just name the freaking quarterback.
Well, what's dumb about it is it's not like they don't have tape on both of those guys.
Exactly. You're not pulling a rabbit.
It's not Steel Jans 2 years ago. There's a lot of mystery.
I'm taking TCU. You know why? Because I think this defense for TCU is going to be ridiculous. And I think it's going to be tough for a lot of people to score.
But they got to score too, Tron.
Well, you know, they
– hates the Big 12, apparently. Kansas State's losing to an FCS team. TCU's got no shot in a neutral field against LSU. All right, Iowa State and Northern Iowa. I already made my prediction for this football game. I have the Cyclones winning by 17 points, which may raise a few eyebrows. It's down to 9.5 as far as Las Vegas goes. But, again, I made my point pretty clear earlier. I think that on a hot night, I really think depth prevails. I think Iowa State controls the line of scrimmage. They're midway through the third quarter. I think that you're all fairly relaxed in the fourth quarter, 34-17 Cyclones. Brent?
This is a UNI team that has given Iowa State problems in the past, but this is not one of their better outfits, in my opinion. Good quarterback, good running back, but they don't have the depth in a lot of positions. Their wide receiver just went down with a season-ending injury. I'm not sure who Cole Morgan will throw to. Iowa State gets the offense together. They run with success, and they win 37-14.
37 of us, so we're really close. Tron Smith, where are you at on this?
I'm taking
game?
Iowa State, but here's the thing with this. I think this is a full throttle game for Iowa State. I think this is a take a look at me, stop looking past me type game. I expect them to go out there and truly manhandle you and I because I think they can. They just need to show up and do it. We're in the same boat, though. I'm taking Iowa State 35, and I'm only giving you and I 10 points.
Okay, so none of us are interested. I was hoping that one of us would pick Iowa State to score 40 or more.
Let's not get crazy. I think the offense will be better, but let's slow down a little bit.
And I think they'll be experimenting with a lot also. Yeah. I think by the fourth quarter, you're exactly right. I think they'll be cruising, and I think they will experiment.
I hope they're in a position to experiment on Saturday night because that debacle in 2011, I mean, they shouldn't have won that football game, guys. They shouldn't have won it.
You know, we go back to Wimberley and we go back to the way I expect to see this kid catching the ball. I expect to see him in the slot. There's a lot of things that I want to see, and I think if they can get out early and be winning late in the fourth quarter, we'll see that.
And unlike previous years, you've got guys who need to establish themselves in the starting lineup. I mean, there's some question marks at who's going to be the playmaker, receiver, who's going to be a running back. So I think those five running backs will be amped up the entire game. There's some questions at offensive line. So even if Iowa State were to get up,
that's a good
point. A couple touchdowns, they'll still probably try and put the pedal down because those guys want to prove themselves. And we say it every time, but turnovers will be huge. Iowa State had a bunch of turnovers against UNI 2 years ago, kept them in the game. Sam Richardson has to take care of the ball.
It's a really good point. I hadn't thought of it that way, but
that's
a fine point.
Thank you.
I want to remind everybody the Wilson Toyota pregame show will come up at 4 o'clock. We'll be at the Wilson Toyota stage right outside of Jack Trice Stadium. Tron, you got anything to throw out or anything
like
that?
You know what? I do have some. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this is a great opportunity. I'm glad you
told me. Got like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I'll be quick. Make sure you come over to see me and Chris. We're going to have an all-white Cyclone Tundra. And what we're doing is we're allowing all the fans to write notes to the coaching staff on this vehicle.
Whoa.
So make sure you get over it and get an opportunity to do that. We're going to have pins, and then the coaches are going to come out and sign their own tag. So take your shot at signing on that Cyclone Tundra.
That's kind of a cool promotion.
It's cool,
right,
isn't it?
There. No Hawkeye fans allowed, though, because I assume they could write some nasty stuff on that. You don't want to.
Can you erase it? I'll be secure.
Is there an eraser?
We can't erase it.
Okay. So no wise guys showing up at the Cyclone Tundra on Saturday writing anything derogatory towards Coach Rhodes.
I'll be watching. If they do, I'll clean it with their nose.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight. Thanks to John Sellers and Steve Young for their help, as always. Everybody in the hospitable Bench Warmers Sports Bar here in Ankeny. We'll be back next week from 7 to 8. Of course, the preview show coming up on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. We'll have the podcast up later on tonight at CycloneFanatic.com. For Brent Bloom and Tron Smith, I'm Chris Williams saying so long, everybody.